From the Cradle to the Empty Grave, Lenten Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries, presented by Pastor Gregory Seltz.
A Blow for Liberty, Wednesday, April 5th, 2017. Our text, Luke chapter 22, verse 49. Lord, shall we strike with the sword? While still in the upper room, Jesus had told his disciples, "Let the one who has no sword sell his cloak and buy one." The disciples had answered, "Lord, look, there are two swords." When Jesus said, "It is enough," Peter took one of those swords along to the Mount of Olives. Now, as they see Jesus surrounded by the temple guards, the disciples ask if he wants them to attack with the sword. But before Jesus can answer, Peter draws out his sword and he strikes it against the guard standing nearby. Apparently, he was trying to split the man's skull and missed, cutting off his right ear instead. It may seem strange for one lone man to attack a whole company of armed men, but Peter was going to do his part to set Jesus free. Knowing Peter's attack could lead the guards to draw their swords and attack the disciples, Jesus steps forward and takes charge of the situation. He miraculously heals the servant's ear and brings peace and order to the garden. This will be Jesus' last miracle before his death and resurrection. It's important to note he does it for one of the enemies who has come to arrest him and lead him to his death. Does Judas see the miracle? It is proof that Jesus is still concerned for his enemies. He's willing to forgive Judas and restore him, if only he will believe it in his hour of guilt and regret. Please pray with me. Lord Jesus, you put Peter's sword back in its sheath and you showed kindness to a stricken enemy as you went forward to save us by your suffering and death. In all times and especially in danger, help me entrust myself into your mighty hands. In Jesus' name, amen.